أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فلعلك تارك بعض ما يوحى إليك وضائق به صدرك أن يقولوا لولا أنزل عليه كنز أو جاء معه ملك، إنما أنت نذير، والله على كل شيء وكيل. In the previous ayat that we discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the nature of insan and how consumed he is by his immediate condition. When he is afflicted with some hardship, Allah spoke of the way and the manner in which he reacts. And similarly, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the suffering and replaces it with prosperity and ease, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of his reaction at that occasion as well. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and these ayat were revealed after the mushrikeen, the polytheists of Makkah. They came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they started criticizing him and criticizing the Qur'an. They said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your Qur'an and this book that you recite, the book which you preach and teach others, therein are verses and there are statements that condemn and that speak ill of our idols and our gods. We want you to remove those sections from the Qur'an. So they started putting this pressure on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we need this Qur'an to be amended. This Qur'an cannot be accepted. And they told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, listen, we will only accept you as a prophet of Allah if you will be given the treasures like the kings and the emperors of the world. If you are the chosen slave and servant of Allah, why is it that you do not live a life of affluence? And why do you not have with you all the riches and the wealth that others have been given, other leaders have been given? And they also said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we will only embrace your faith and your religion if you move around with an angel. There's an angel escorting you, an angel who comes down from the heavens and he escorts you wherever you go. Now look at the absurd, ridiculous arguments and requests that they are presenting before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But these were now prominent figures in society and they were putting this pressure on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they wanted the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam literally to give up this message of Islam or to preach a book or a text other than the Quran that does not seem to offend them in any way. So Allah addresses the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, consoling him, because naturally Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt the pressure. He didn't entirely succumb to the pressure to a point where he gave up the mission, but to a certain point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains here that how it did have an effect on the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, فَلَعَلَّكَ تَارِكُمْ بَعْدَ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْكَ. Ayah number 12 of Surah Uhud. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is it now expected of you that you should abandon and tarik, that you should leave, you should give up some of that which was revealed to you? They said, some of it leave it out, some of it is fine. But whichever verses speak ill of us and speak ill of our gods and criticize us, listen, remove that from the Quran. Those ayat should not be recited. So Allah says, are you now expected to abandon certain aspects and a portion of what was revealed to you? وَضَائِقٌ بِهِ صَدْرُكُ. And your chest now becomes strained with what is being said to you, the pressure, referring to the pressure, right, that now your chest and your heart is feeling a pinch of the pressure that they are placing on you. Ayyakulu, and they say, they argue, lawla unzila alayhi kanzun, why has a kanz not been sent down to him? A kanz, a treasure. Why has this huge treasure not been given to him? أَوْ جَاءَ مَعَهُ مَلَكُ. Or why does an angel not come with him and move about on this world, in this world with him. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, do not pay any attention to these absurd, ridiculous claims and arguments that they make. Innama anta nadir. You are no more than a warner. That is your duty and your responsibility. You have been sent as no more than a warner to these people. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in wakil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of the rest. Am yaqulun iftara? Or do they claim and do they argue that iftara, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has fabricated this Quran, he has invented it? Qul, Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are asking for a miracle and they want you to show them a miracle. The greatest miracle is in the form of the Quran. That's why Allah ta'ala tells them, tell them, O Muhammad, fa'tu bi'ashri suwarim mithrih, muftarayat, then produce 10 chapters like that of the Quran, muftarayatin, fabricated. Fabricate 10 chapters of the Quran that's exactly like the Quran in terms of rhetoric, in terms of eloquence, in terms of the level of language and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, tell them to present 10, just 10 chapters of it. Wad'u man istata'tum min dunillah. And tell them to invite and to call whomsoever they want to. They may call the best people and the best of scholars and those who are masters in the Arabic language. Let them invite and call whomsoever they want to, apart from Allah, other than Allah, in kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truly truthful in your claim that this Quran has been invented. فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكُمْ, if they do not respond to you and they cannot meet this challenge and they do not fulfill this demand, فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ بِعِلْمِ اللَّهِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them that they should now realize, if you can't, you can't. There are certain people who wanted to challenge the Quran, but subhanAllah, think about it. Think about it. Since the revelation of the Quran more than 1400 years ago, not a single individual, irrespective of how knowledgeable he was, could accept this challenge and present even one surah, even one surah, let alone 10 surahs, even one surah that was equivalent to, or he could not even claim that it was equivalent to that of the Quran. And there are attempts that were made, but even those individuals, after making those attempts, they realized that we could never meet the challenge of the Quran and produce anything like it. So Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now if people cannot respond to this challenge, then tell them, fa'lamu, that listen, now come to realize, annama unzila bi'ilmillah. This is no ordinary book. It has not been authored by any ordinary human being or any person. Innama unzila bi'ilmillah. It has been revealed through the knowledge and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa Allah ilaha illahu. There is no ilah but Allah. Fahal antum muslimoon. Now will you not submit? You know you can't meet the challenge, you cannot produce anything like the Quran, except the fact that it has been revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the next thing you need to do is to submit to the will of Allah. May Allah grant us the understanding.